Good morning. This is the Finger Lakes Agriculture Report. I'm Judy Wright with Cornell Cooperative Extension, your local connection to Cornell University. It's the time of year people think about their New Year's resolutions, which are mostly about health, money, and relationships. However, in 2026, consider adding some environmental resolutions. Some sources are indicating that 2025 is shaping up to be one of the hottest years on record worldwide. It will likely be second or third warmest after 2024. Being a little more thoughtful, you can avoid wasting money and have a positive environmental impact. Here are some ideas to consider. Start a compost pile in your backyard, thus avoiding throwing away your food waste. When sent to a landfill, methane, a powerful greenhouse gas, is generated, which contributes to climate change. And you can use the compost to fertilize your garden without purchasing chemical fertilizers. Cook from scratch. From farm to factory to store to table, processed, packaged convenience foods are dripping in wasted energy, oil, water, and trees. And processed foods tend to contain minimal nutrition. Consider batch cooking on weekends to fill your freezer with home-cooked meals for busy weeknights. Just making one or two scratch meals a week is a great start. Join a CSA or support a local farmer's market, which cuts down on the carbon footprint of your food, plus supports local farmers and the local economy. Locally grown food is shown to have more nutrients than food that is harvested early and shipped long distances. Avoid fast fashion. America's desire for cheap clothing that is worn for only one or two seasons is destructive. In fact, the fast fashion industry is the second most polluting industry in the world. Consider buying some of your clothing secondhand or try to purchase clothing made in the U.S. Finally, forget the paper towels. I understand how easy it is to rip a towel off the roll. Approximately 13 billion pounds of paper towels are used each year. Instead, try using cotton towels and fabric napkins that you can drop into the laundry. Resolutions are all about the future, but if we don't do our part to protect the environment, there might not be a future, or at least one we'd want to live in. This has been the Finger Lakes Agriculture Report. I'm Judy Wright with Cornell Cooperative Extension. And on behalf of this radio station and the Cornell Cooperative Extension System, I hope you've learned a little bit more about helping the environment in the Finger Lakes.